Billionaire entrepreneur and Italian center-right political leader Silvio Berlusconi has won his third Italian general election. Will Taylor reports.
Berlusconi's center-right coalition benefited from a larger-than-expected swing to the center-right, but the media magnate said it would not be easy to solve deep economic problems. Votes are still being counted, but with Berlusconi's victory clear on Monday evening, center-left leader Walter Veltroni called the 71-year-old to concede defeat. After 2 years in opposition, Berlusconi is expected to return to Rome from his home in northern Italy later on Tuesday, although for procedural reasons he is unlikely to be appointed prime minister before early May. He said his priorities were settling the future of state-controlled Alitalia, which the outgoing administration was struggling to privatize, and clean up a long-standing garbage crisis in Naples. Berlusconi's pledges include cutting taxes while reducing public debt, liberalizing the economy, and getting tough on crime. Party groupings on the center-right and center-left were tighter than in the past, and many smaller parties may end up without any seats in parliament. Christian Democrat Party leader Pier Ferdinando Cassini said Parliament may have only 5 parties, compared with some 20 last time. I'm Will Taylor.